Jesus said to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But sometimes that doesn't always turn out like we plan.
Excuse me, mister. I could use some help backing into this parking space. Could you help me?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Come on back.
Back?
Yeah, one more. Cut your wheels to the right, okay?
To the right?
Yeah, right. That's good. Okay, come straight back. Perfect.
Uh-oh. Sometimes the harder we try to help, the more messed up things become. But does that mean we should just stop trying? Well, we're going to take a look at the very best way to do unto others on today's visit to Odyssey USA.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey USA. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. Find out for yourself as you explore our side of the radio, Odyssey USA.
I'm glad you could join me on another special journey through Odyssey USA. I'm Chris, and today a guy named Johnny Bickle is going to ask some very important questions and get some pretty interesting answers about the Golden Rule. And that reminds me, you know the Golden Rule is probably one of Jesus' most famous teachings? Just about everybody, even non-Christians, know what it is. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And most of us, like Johnny Bickle in today's story, even know where it's found. Matthew 7:12, right in the middle of the beautiful Sermon on the Mount. But did you also know that Matthew is only one of two places in the New Testament where Jesus talks about the Golden Rule? Now, I hope you have a Bible handy, because I want you to try and find the other one. I will give you these hints. The second place is not in Matthew, but it is in one of the other three Gospels. Try your best and check back with me at the end of today's program to see if you have the right answer. Before that, though, we're going to have several examples of how not to do unto others when we come back to Odyssey USA right after this. Ask just about anybody in Odyssey where to find John Avery Whittaker, and they'll probably tell you to look in Wits End. But that's not the only place he can be found. One afternoon a week, you can locate him right here at the Odyssey Neighborhood Church conducting an after-school Bible study for a group of sixth graders. In fact, he's just finishing up one right now.
All right, we're just about out of time. But before we go, I want somebody to tell me the memory verse for this week, huh?
I will.
No, Johnny, you do it every time. Let's give someone else a chance. Anybody? Anybody at all? Anybody who's breathing will do. Okay, Johnny, go ahead.
In everything, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12.
Thank you, Johnny. That was very good.
Mr. Whittaker, I have a question about that verse.
What is it?
Well, the Bible says do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But it doesn't say how. What kind of things should we do for other people?
Well, that shouldn't be too hard to figure out. There are plenty of opportunities out there to help people. You just have to keep your eyes open and look for them. The important thing is you try. You understand?
Sort of.
Well, I'll talk more about it next week. Right now it's time to go, so let's close with a prayer. Holy Father, help us to understand what it means to do unto others. And thank you, Lord, that we're able to come together to study your word like this. Amen. Okay, everybody. We'll see you bright and early on Sunday morning. Have a good afternoon now.
Johnny, stop! Wait!
Johnny, what's the matter with
with you.
Oh, hi, Linda. You look tired, and you're breathing funny.
I had to run to catch up with you. Didn't you hear me calling?
Were you calling me?
Are you okay? You're acting weird.
Yeah. I was just thinking about what Mr. Whitaker was saying in the Bible study.
You mean about the Sunday school class party? You know, my mom said if somebody special needed a ride, we could pick them up in our car.
It's something I never thought about before.
Me either. Mom usually doesn't like going out of her way, but since it's for Sunday school...
But I can't wait for Sunday school. I feel like I should do something now.
We can't have a party now. Who would come?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The Golden Rule.
What about it?
Well, I've known that verse for a long time, but I've never really thought about how to do it before.
What's the big deal? You just be nice to people.
There's got to be more to it than that.
Like what?
I don't know. Like doing all the things for other people you wish they would do for you, maybe.
You mean like if what I wanted you to do unto me was to come to the party with me, what I should do unto you is be willing to go to the party with you instead, right?
Huh?
That's so sweet. All this time you were gonna have your mom drive, and you just didn't know how to tell me. Well, you can pick me up at 7. I gotta go now. Wait till I tell Jenny. Bye!
Linda! Oh, boy.
Ooh. Whoa, Johnny. Hey, gotta watch where you're going there.
Sorry, Officer Harley. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Reckless pedestrianing. Sounds like a 702. Or is that a 207? No, 207's my address. Or is that my badge number? Well, I could always clear that up. Let me see here. Yeah, badge number 702. Great! Ha! Then what's my address? Ooh, this could be trouble. Especially when I go home tonight, wherever that is. Say, what's the matter, Johnny? You look a little confused.
I just had a really strange conversation with Linda.
I had a strange conversation with a girl once.
Really? What happened?
I married her. But that's beside the point. Now, what's this conversation about?
I'm not sure. Either the Sunday school class party or the Golden Rule.
Well, I can certainly see how you'd get them mixed up. I mean, they're both exactly the same, except for all those parts that are completely different.
So you know about the Golden Rule?
Of course. Whoever has the gold makes the rules.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Would you please explain it to me?
Well, you see, that was a joke, sort of like a pun. You know, gold rules, golden rule.
No, I mean explain the Golden Rule to me.
Oh. Well, what's the big deal? You just be nice to people.
That's what Linda said. But is being nice really all there is to it? And are you supposed to be nice to everybody or just the people who are nice to you? And are you supposed to be nice to them first so they'll be nice to you later? Or are you supposed to wait until they're nice to you and then be nice back to them?
Well, that all depends.
On what?
On what in the world you're talking about, Johnny?
I'm just trying to figure out what it is I'm supposed to be doing unto others.
Oh, that's easy. Why didn't you say so in the first place? Now, what was the question?
The Golden Rule.
Oh, yeah. Golden Rule. Well, you know what you like, right?
Right.
And you know how you like to be treated, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, there's your answer. That's how you treat other people. You kids today try to make everything so complicated when it's really so, simple.
But I tried to...
Uh-oh. Sorry, Johnny. Duty calls. There's a car parked in that red zone over there. I've got to write a ticket.
Officer Harley, that's your car.
It is? Oh. I know, but ignorance of the law is no excuse. Now, if I could just remember my address.
I guess that means whatever I like, that's what other people will like, too. Well, it's worth a try. Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi, Johnny.
Still doing your math problems, huh?
Yeah, fractions. Guess what? I have my dress all picked out for the Sunday school class party.
That's nice.
Yeah, I can't wait. The party is supposed to be very formal, you know. We're all supposed to dress up and everything. It's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, I guess.
My mom said I could even get a corsage for my dress. And since we're riding together, I told her to get you one too, okay?
Whatever. Speaking of getting things for people, the reason I came over here is because I have something for you. Here.
Really? Oh, Johnny. What is it?
It's a calculator. I know it's only a cheap one, but it works just as well.
Well, thank you, I guess. But why?
I got it for you because I know you need help in math.
What?
And I'm going to help you from now on, too.
Help me? Why do you think I need your help?
Well, math is easy for me, and you are in the lower group.
So I'm in the lower group. That doesn't mean I'm any dumber than you are.
I know.
So you don't think I'm dumb?
No, it's just that I'm in the lower group in spelling, and you're in the higher group, and I'd like your help.
Go help yourself. I don't need anything from you, Johnny Bickle. I'm doing just fine in math.
Linda,
And you can find somebody else to sit with at the Sunday school class party, too. I wouldn't want to embarrass you.
Linda, I was just trying to do it to others. Boy, this is harder than I thought.
So anyway, after I did my homework, I watched this really great movie on TV. It was about this guy who always helped people, and then things started going really bad for him, and so he decided to jump off a bridge. But just before he jumped, this angel appeared and showed him what the town would be like if the man had never been born, and he decided that his life was pretty good after all. Then all the people this guy helped during his life came and helped him out of his trouble. It was a really great movie.
Oh, sounds like you're talking about It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you're right, Connie. That is a great movie. You know, I wish I could have seen it. It's been years.
It's coming on again this week, Whit. You can see it then.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't have a television.
No TV? Wow, that's terrible.
Well, it's not quite that bad, but, you know, sometimes I really do miss watching it. Especially when there's movies on like It's a Wonderful Life. Well, I got some things to finish up in my workshop. Hold down the fort, okay?
Okay. Well, hello there, Johnny.
Hi, Connie.
Boy, you look pretty beat.
You wouldn't believe the day I've had.
Try me.
Well, you know the golden rule?
Is that the one that says do unto others?
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to practice it, and it doesn't seem to be working.
What's the big deal? You just be nice to people.
That's what everybody keeps telling me. But when I try being nice and helping people, all I get is yelled at.
Maybe you're doing something wrong. How are you helping them?
By doing what they like.
How do you know what they like?
Well, see, I know what I like, and I know how I like to be treated. So that's the way I decide to treat other people, by using what I like. That way, they're bound to do the same thing for me sooner or later.
I see. Johnny, did you figure this out by yourself?
No, Officer Harley helped me.
I thought so. Look, Johnny, I'm not an expert on the Bible or anything, but I don't think that that's what doing unto others means. You're not supposed to do things for people because you want them to do those same things back to you.
What does it mean, then?
Well, and I might be wrong about this, but I think it means you're supposed to help people in any way you can, and not expect anything in return.
You think that's it? Well, it sure makes more sense than what I'm doing now.
Well, like I said, I'm no expert. Well, all I know is that's the way Whit handles things, and it seems to work for him.
Yeah, you're right. Mr. Whitaker is always helping people, and I don't think I've ever seen any of those people help him back. Of course, Mr. Whitaker never really needs any help. I mean, he has everything.
I know one thing he doesn't have, and I know it's something he wants because he just told me so.
Really? What?
A television.
A television? Mr. Whitaker doesn't have a television?
Yeah, can you believe it? I couldn't live like that.
Me either. Wow, no TV? Do you think I could get him one? I mean, I have some money saved up in my bank at home, but I don't know if it's going to be enough.
Hey, you're in luck. I saw an ad for a discount department store in this morning's paper. Here it is. Big Ed's Appliance City. Low-cost appliances for your home.
That sounds great!
Okay, I get off in an hour, so why don't you meet me out front and we'll go downtown.
We'll be back with more from Odyssey USA in a moment.
the conclusion of today's journey to Odyssey, USA.
How much farther is it?
I think it's just around the corner. Yeah, here we are.
Big Ed's Appliance City. If you're thinking about buying an appliance, use Big Ed's.
This is the place. Come on.
Hello there. Can I help you?
We'd like to see Mr. Big Ed, please.
You're speaking at him.
You're Big Ed? No offense, but you're shorter than I am.
Listen, honey, height isn't everything. Of course, in my case, height is nothing. But there are other ways to be big. A big heart, big stature, big character, but mostly big deals. Now, what can I do for you?
We'd like to take a look at some televisions, please.
Take a look at television. Ha ha! I like the pun, kid. You got a natural sense of humor. Right this way. We've got a complete line here. Everything from big screens right down to the Dick Tracy wristwatch model. And they're all, as is every appliance in Big Ed's Appliance City, marked at just a fraction above factory invoice.
I kind of like this one.
A great choice. You've got natural taste, kid.
I don't know.
Then again, what do I know from taste? Most of mine's in my mouth.
Hey, this one has a nice picture.
What a selection. You got a natural eye for quality, kid. That's one of our most popular models. Everybody's buying that one.
I don't like the cabinet.
Of course, why would you want to have something everybody else has? Be unique, be individual. That's my motto.
Oh, look at the color on this one.
Is this an expert or what? You're a natural artist, kid. That's one of our hand-built jobs.
The sound isn't any good.
On the other hand, one of the best sets I ever owned came right off the assembly line.
What do you think, Johnny?
Let's go with this one, okay?
Okay, how much is this one right here?
Oh, you do know a bargain when you see it, don't you? That's one of our deluxe alpha models, number 458. It's small, but it makes a wonderful statement, kind of like Big Ed. It retails for
$177.79. $177?
And 79 cents.
Oh, wow, that's too much, Connie.
I'm afraid that's out of our price range.
Well, I'll tell you what. Because you've been such good sports, I'll knock the price down to $175. $150. All right, 100. But that's as low as I can go.
Well, what do you think?
I still don't have enough.
How much do you have?
$70.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Since you're doing such a nice thing, I'll make up the difference, okay?
All right.
So, do we have a Big Ed deal?
Can you include gift wrapping? I mean, it is the least you could do.
Well, never let it be said that I couldn't do the least I could do. Gift wrapping included.
Then it's a deal.
Ho-ho! I knew I liked you the minute I saw you. You got a natural flair for business, kid. Will that be cash, check, or charge? Yeah, which so anyway, when I finally remembered my address, I wrote it down on a piece of paper and stuck it inside my wallet.
Well, I'm glad you finally got that cleared up, Dave.
Yeah. There's only one problem, though.
Yeah? What's that?
I don't know what I did with my wallet.
Oh.
You haven't seen it, have you? Genuine imitation alligator skin with little turtles etched into the
side. Ta-da!
Well, what's this?
It's a small token of our affection and esteem.
But why?
You remember our Bible study lesson a couple of days ago? You said that there were plenty of opportunities around to help people. Well, we thought that since you spent so much time helping other people, that it was our turn to help you.
Well, I don't know what I need help with, but I sure do love surprises.
Go ahead, open it.
Oh, a television.
Hey, did you get that from Big Ed's Appliance City? I love his ad. If you're thinking about buying appliances, use Big Ed's.
You and he aren't related by any chance, are you?
Don't think so. Be nice, though. That way I'd get a family discount.
What's the matter, Mr. Whitaker? Don't you like your present?
Well, Johnny, don't take me wrong. I appreciate the thought, but I really can't use a television.
Wait a minute. Yesterday you said that you really missed watching it, that you wish you could see some of the programs that are on now.
Yeah, now you don't have to miss out on anything anymore.
Well, that's true, but I have a little problem. See, I'm kind of what's known as a TV junkie. Once I get started watching, it's really hard for me to stop, and then I don't get anything done. So, about the time I opened up this place, I got rid of all my TVs. It's not that I can't afford them, it's just that I don't want them around. I'm sorry, kids.
I don't get this. Last Sunday, when you talked about the golden rule, I really tried to practice it. And every time I did, it never worked. I mean, when I treated people the way I wanted to be treated, they got mad at me. And now I've tried helping someone without expecting anything back, and that didn't work either. Are you sure that doing unto others is a good way to live?
Yes. Oh, please, don't doubt that.
I just don't understand, that's all.
I know, it can get confusing. A lot of times the Bible tells us what to do, but doesn't tell us exactly how we're supposed to do it. But you see, that's where trusting the Lord comes in. All God wants us to do is love Him and obey His commandments. If we'll only do that, He's promised to bless our efforts. Now, that may not happen in ways we can see or understand, but, well, that doesn't really matter. The important thing is for us to continue to trust Him and do what He says. You see, it's called living your faith.
I guess I see what you mean, Mr. Whitaker. I'm just sorry we gave you something you didn't need or even want.
Well, listen, I'll buy the TV if that's okay with you. I've always wanted to own a Big Ed appliance.
Really? What do you say, Connie?
It's okay with me.
Great! I'm going to call my wife and tell her I'm bringing home a big surprise. Oh, wait a minute. My telephone number was inside my wallet. Number. Ooh.
Johnny?
Oh, hi, Linda.
I'm sorry I got mad at you yesterday.
You are?
Yeah, I've been so excited about the Sunday school party, and I guess I expected everybody else to feel the same way.
Well, my mom can still take us if you want.
I'd like that. And I'd also like to take you up on your offer.
You mean me helping you in math and you helping me in spelling?
Yeah.
Great! Why did you change your mind?
Well, partly because I know you were just trying to help me, and partly because of what you wrote on the card that came with the calculator.
You mean, to Linda from Johnny? What's the matter with that?
Well, there's only one N in Linda.
Oh, I told you I needed help.
It looks like both Johnny and Linda have finally discovered the right way to practice the golden rule. And that is by just doing unto others and then having faith that God will bless what you do. Speaking of the golden rule, I'm sure you've all found the second place in the New Testament where Jesus talks about it by now. That's right. It's in Luke chapter 6, verse 31. It comes right at the end of the list of ways Jesus would like us to behave towards other people. Things like loving your enemies and turning the other cheek when someone strikes you. I guess do unto others comes at the end because it's the most precious rule of all. Just like gold is the most precious metal of all. Hey, maybe that's why it's called the golden rule. But if you can think of another reason, I'd sure like to hear it. Why don't you tell me about it when you write to me here in Odyssey? And if you want, you can also try to find out just who came up with the name The Golden Rule. Doing Unto Others was written, produced, and directed by Phil Lawler and Steve Harris. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And I'm Chris Lansdowne. I hope you'll spend some time exploring our side of the radio next week in Odyssey, USA.